Vote fraud. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The states of Michigan and Nevada are considering giving all their voters the option of voting by mail in November, just in case the virus is still out there, prompting President Trump to threaten to hold up their federal grants on the grounds that mail-in ballots could be faked. Now, voting by mail, as we know, is not perfect. In the 2018 election here in Washington, where 100% vote by mail, investigators did find 142 suspect votes out of 3.1 million, but no organized attempt to rig the election. Whereas yesterday, we learned of a clear attempt to rig several elections in Pennsylvania. In three Philadelphia elections, one election official, took bribes to inflate the vote counts for certain Democratic candidates. But Pennsylvania is not a vote-by-mail state. So, according to the U.S. Attorney, here's what this guy did.
He would add the fraudulent votes by literally standing in the voting booth and voting over and over and over again as fast as he could when he thought that the coast was clear.
So how easy was that, right? Fraud has nothing to do with the mechanics of voting. It's about corruption. But the problem with elections isn't even fraud. It's lousy turnout. In his best year, that Philadelphia fraudster cast all of 46 bogus votes. If all the legal voters who could vote did vote, guys like him would just be wasting their talents.